Welcome to Dollars and Cents Radio, the show committed to help you grow, protect, and enjoy your money, business, and life.
When you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful.
Have questions? Terry has answers. Call now, 800-673-1728. Terry's call center is open Monday through Saturday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to answer all your financial, insurance, credit, and mortgage lending questions. Call now, 800-673-1728. He's a broker, consultant, speaker, and all-around nice guy. But right now, he wants to be your financial and business tour guide. Get ready to grow, protect, and enjoy with Terry Wilson.
Thank you, Bobby B. This is Terry Wilson, and you are listening to TerryWilson3.com. That's DS Radio. And you can go to dsradio.net. It'll take you to the same place, which is TerryWilson3.com. So glad that you joined us as we turn the clock and turn the calendar to a new year. I am so excited about all the things that are happening at TerryWilson3.com. And I hope your business is hitting the goals that you've got set for it. And, the turn of any new year, people always sort of do the same thing. And that is they sort of sit down and come up with what we call resolutions. But if you look at the numbers of people that actually keep the resolutions, it is very discouraging, very discouraging. And so it got me thinking, you know, when I was doing a lot of coaching after taking the holiday break off and having a lot of reps I was talking to, there was a sort of a recurring theme that I was hearing as I was talking and speaking and helping, you know, facilitate some new strategies for different business professionals I work with and entrepreneurs. And so I wanted to share that with my podcast audience today about some walls that you need to overcome, I need to overcome, that separate us from our goals. Because goal setting is very important. You know, the old adage is if you aim for nothing, you're sure to hit it. Well, a goal is nothing more than a target that you're going to focus in on. And our last podcast is about focusing and getting something done. And so today I want to share about, you know, with you about three sort of hurdles, if you will, walls, obstacles, whatever metaphor you want to use, that if you will really spend some mental energy and really go after overcoming these obstacles, I really think you're going to see a lot greater success for reaching your goals in 2016. Okay. Before we get started, I want to just give a shout out to our sponsors. If you are in need of a small business loan, something that's going to give you better rates than just your credit card and maybe even some of these online loans, go to cashmutualstore.com. They've partnered with us, and a lot of our reps that come on that want to buy into our marketing system and our platform to start their own business, they will actually use Cash Mutual Store as a way to, get involved with some of our systems. We've got one package. It's around $2,500. They literally can get that finance for $19 a month and very low interest, a very easy terms to pay back. You can pay back. And that's what I encourage a lot of my reps to do. Go ahead and get our Elite package, which is the nicer system. Gives you all of the training that you're going to need along with all the software and everything. And then you're not under the gun like, oh my gosh, I got to get my investment guy, I got to get my investment pack. And if you don't make your first sale in a week or two, then you're feeling frustrated, you're feeling tight, and you're feeling, really discouraged. So spread that out, give yourself some time to learn. And as you're in there earning, you're learning and you're not feeling so, you know, pressured. So, and Cash Mutual Store is a great resource. They even have 6 months, same as cash, no interest, no payments in some cases. So you want to check those out. Also, if you're an independent like me, you're out there, you're working for yourself, maybe you're a realtor, maybe you're a lawyer, contractor, builder, you know that buying health insurance, especially if you don't qualify for any subsidies, is very expensive. So I always recommend my clients go into 89healthplan.com. They've got health insurance plans that start at $89 a month. So that's 89, the number 89healthplan.com. that they start at $89, no interest, or listen to me, no interest, low deductibles to no deductibles, and they're major medical plans. So you'll definitely like that. Also, term life insurance, you can get up to $500,000 for only $1 at tw3term.com. That's tw3term.com. And lastly, you know, you've heard me say it many, many times on my webinars, my seminars, podcasts. I honestly believe earners are learners. If you want to earn more, you've got to learn more. And the only way to go to the next level is to grow the next level. And that's why I'm a huge proponent of books, audiobooks specifically, because you can be working and listening to some really great content. We've partnered up now going on 2 years with Audible. You can go to terrywilson3.com/freebook and get a free audiobook of your choice from Audibles, which is a company by Amazon. So check that out. And lastly, if you want to learn how you can start making money from home, just blogging, just writing about things that you like and getting paid to write, then you will want to be on this upcoming webinar that we're doing January the 18th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can go in the show notes of this particular podcast and register there. The first 500 who register and attend will get a free gift as well. So if you're hearing this before that webinar takes place, you definitely want to be on that webinar. So anyway, so we got all of that out of the way. Let's get into how you can achieve your goals in 2016 simply by overcoming some of these walls that separate you from your goals. Wall number one is apathy. What is apathy? Apathy, it comes in, especially with a lot of entrepreneurs, when they've just been burned out. Okay. Well, how do you get burned out? Well, you get burned out because the stress, pressure, and all of the negative emotions that come with doing anything gets greater than the emotions and the energy that tells you why you do what you do. That's why it's so important to do what you're passionate about. Do what you enjoy to do. Go after things. If you're into music, then go after music. If you're into art, go after art. If you're into law and legal stuff, then be a lawyer. If you're a doctor, you know, in other words, don't be in any career path that when the pressures of that career start coming in, you're searching and you're struggling. And you're constantly trying to figure out why. Why do I do this? Why is it important that I do this? Why do I want to do this? Because eventually, if you can't answer those questions, if you don't have a strong enough why, then what eventually will happen is the stress, the pressure, the negative emotions that come with just doing something sometimes when it gets hard, it will bear down on you to the point you're burned out. And when you get burned out, you're just apathetic. I don't care. Whatever. Well, when that happens, then you're not going to reach your goals. Okay, I don't care what your goal is. If your goal is to lose weight, if your goal is to earn more money, if your goal is to get that promotion, an apathetic mindset, an apathetic posture, an apathetic way of looking at life is not going to bring you to your goal. It's just not. It's counterproductive to being an achiever. And so you've got to have a very, very strong why. You know, my job, my career path into this coaching thing that I've got into just full blown now after a couple of years of having one foot in it and one foot in the insurance and financial planning market. I was constantly being pulled into this because I love helping people. And specifically how I like to help people is I want to inspire, inform, and engage them in their passions. Okay. And the reason I'm so passionate about that myself is because I know what it's like to lose everything and then struggle trying my best to figure out how are we going to keep food on the table? How are we going to do anything that's going to, you know, get us back to where our family, our life, our lifestyle, what we want, our dreams, our aspirations. You know, when you get knocked off your horse because of a huge macro contraction in the economy and you're tied to a particular industry like I was with the housing market, and then something like 08 happens, man, it could knock you for a loop. And it literally took me about 2 years to emotionally recover. And I don't mean I was up crying every night or anything like that. I was early on. But I mean, just having the courage to do something else, just having the courage to just take a little risk, okay? I became apathetic. And when I was apathetic, when you're in that mindset of apathy, you can't see the opportunities that are right in front of you because you are so burned out. You are so just, this is the best it's ever going to be. You can't see it. So the way that you overcome apathy is you simply make the why statement more important and have greater value in your mind and in your heart than the discouragement of the pressure. Okay. So when I get this thing of, you know, I just don't know, I'm getting burned out, then I go back to, why do I do this? Number one, I love helping people. Number two, I know the importance of why people, you know, money's not the be all end all. The good book tells you not to love money. You know, the unconditional love of money is the root of why people do a lot of nefarious things. That's what the good book tells us. So the money's not the thing, but being able to help people and understand how they can seek after and go after and pursue their passions, the money will follow. And the money basically just opens up even more opportunity to be with their family, opportunity to go and do things, opportunity to grow, opportunity to learn more, opportunity to be everything that they were created to be. So, you know, I'm basically a broker for opportunity. I've told someone that today on the phone when I was coaching them. So if you want, if you're feeling a little apathetic, let me just encourage you, get back to why do you do what you do and really focus in on that. Why do I do this? Why is it important to me? Why do I want to provide a good living for my family? All of those questions, and you start focusing in on that, the feelings of apathy will start melting away. The second wall that is a huge wall that lots of people in today's world, I would say it's probably one of the biggest hurdles for some people to overcome, is frustration. Frustration because an expectation was not met. That's basically where frustration comes from. In your mind, in your heart, you had this expectation. And then when the time came for the reality to be reconciled with the expectation, it fell short, and therefore frustration comes in. And so let me just tell you, before you ever start any venture, before you ever start setting any goals, before you start thinking about what do I want 2016 to look like? What does my economic situation need to look like? What does my family situation need to look like? What does my health situation need to look like? And you're making all of these resolutions and he's setting these goals. Let me encourage you that put the worst case scenario in front of you. In other words, a good illustration is when people are wanting to get involved with our business opportunity. I ask them straight up, if you invest in this platform, okay, and let's say you go with our $2,500 premium package, okay, we call it our elite package, and you've got all this software, and it takes you 2 months to get everything under your fingers as far as understanding how to operate something, because there might be some technical challenges that you have to learn. There might be some sales skills that might need to be refined. There might be some marketing understanding that needs to be developed. If it takes you a couple months, instead of making, you know, a sale in the first week or two to get all of that money back plus some, if it took that long, could you live with that? Would you be okay with that? Because that way, what I'm doing is I'm managing their expectations. Now, the average in that scenario, you know, our average rep, you know, makes their first sale in the first 3 to 4 weeks average. But I've had reps take 3 months before. Okay. So I want to take them to a worst case scenario, and I want it to get inside them, and I want them to think about it, and I want them to go ahead and be emotionally ready. But see, you need to do that for yourself. Anytime you're starting to think about, what do I want to do? What goals do I want to set for myself? What ambitions do I have? What is a big goal? What is a small goal? What is a goal? If we made it, it'd be okay, but if we didn't, it would be fine. When you start prioritizing your goals and you're putting them in places like, I've got to do this. This, I will not be able to live with myself if I don't meet this goal. Then let's analyze that goal and let's say, okay, a goal is something that we want, that we've made a time sensitive situation. In other words, we've put a time limit on it, because if you don't have a time limit on it, it's not a goal, right? It's just wishful thinking. So if I want to make $1,000 a day, and that's my goal for this year, then how long am I going to give myself to reach that goal? Do I need to start doing it tomorrow? Well, it might not happen if I don't have the marketing assets, the skill sets, and everything I need in place to do that. Can I give myself a month to get up to that point? Can I give myself 2 months? In other words, let's start being realistic and let's really drill down on worst case scenarios and put your time limitations in the worst case scenario column. That way, if an expectation, if you wanted it, if I wanted to start doing that next couple of weeks, but it took me 2 months, I would be emotionally prepared for that and I would get less and less frustrated. So just be wise about that. And I'm not saying lower the bar, because that leads us to number three. The third hurdle that most people struggle with as well, that separates them from their goals, is just plain out disappointments. And a lot of times, people in life, the way they manage their emotional well-being is they take what I was just giving to the extreme. In other words, they lower the bar so low that, you know, I had a friend tell me one time, he says, don't just aim for mediocrity today. That way, if you can hit that on your worst day, but that's no way to live. And you can't reach really high goals, can you, when you're living like that? So let me encourage you, when you're trying to overcome disappointment, that third wall that a lot of people struggle with, let me just encourage you that challenge yourself. Don't be afraid to set a goal that's outside of your reach, because that's what makes life interesting. That's what makes life worth getting up in the morning. You know, you want to be more than what you ever thought you could be. And the only way you do that is put a goal outside of your reach. Now, don't be crazy. And that's why it's so important to have a life coach, to have a consultant, to have someone that's coming alongside you and saying, okay, let's look at this. You want to be here. And they can sort of, from fresh eyes, not that they're any smarter than you, not that they're any better than you necessarily. And I tell some of my reps that all the time. I say, listen, I'm no better than you. I'm no smarter than you. I'm just a fresh eye in your situation. I'm a fresh perspective for you. And because I might have some expertise on this, this, and this, I will be able with fresh eyes to come in with your situation and say, okay, you're struggling with a life of disappointment. One of the biggest things that we have to overcome in our business is a lot of times when we're encouraging people to get involved with working for themselves at home and adopt a entrepreneurial mindset, it's very hard for some people. And the bottom line, the reason is because they have been burnt so much by people who have just literally taken advantage of them. And it's unfortunate, but the world's like that. And, you know, especially online today, it's crazy. There's so many gimmicks and games and scams and you know, just get rich quick schemes. Don't fall for that. And if you have, don't beat yourself up over it. Just lesson learned. Listen, when we lost our house in 08, I was getting phone calls by people that said, hey, if you send me $1,500, we can do this, and do this, and we'll save your house. Well, we sent people money and never heard from them again. They were and we had to borrow that money to send them, okay? So the point is this. There's people out there that prey on people's bad situations. And if you've one of them, just know that they've got what's coming to them, but don't let them rob you of opportunities, real opportunities that you could be opening yourself up to. Don't allow them to shortchange you on what you could be doing. So if you want to come to Monday night's webinar, we're having that January the 18th, 9 p.m. The registration's in the show notes below here. I hope you'll come out, and I'm going to show you how you can work from home just writing on a blog. Till next time, this is Terry Wilson at terrywilson3.com. 90 degrees and freezing.
You're listening to dsradio.net. If you have a question for Terry, call now. 800-673-1728. 800-673-1728.